These are the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for January 26th. I'm Brent Barnett. Joining us again today is Bill Moore from Price Futures Group in Chicago. Bill, we're seeing some green on the board, especially for soybeans. Double-digit gains there.
Yeah, it's an interesting day. You got wheat down 23, and at one time it was down 30. That's March wheat, Chicago, and March beans up 33. A heck of a day for them, and here was only 15 minutes left. They're only a penny off the highs. And if you look at the day chart on them, they've made new highs for the move. In fact, they're matching almost off the highs, the contract highs, which go back to, let's see, late May when they were up around 1440, 1442. So pretty nice day in the soys. And the economy is pretty striking. There's a reason for it. One, as far as the soys go, we had an estimate, the Mato Grosso, one of the areas in Brazil, they had an estimate where they really sharply lowered the bean estimate down there. And we're talking all of South America, maybe 20, 25 million metric tons less than what they were looking for. And the market got a hold of that news this morning. That wasn't somebody else saying what they thought it would be. That's Brazil. They're not, they're not going to own up to a lower number unless it's absolutely necessary. So that got the market's attention and got the beans started in the right way. And the wheat market is a different situation. Wheat, of course, has had a major spike on the upside, a juggernaut for the last 2 weeks. Going back to early January, the March wheat was at 740, and on yesterday's highs, it went to 830. So that's 90 cents. That's all on this Russian-Ukraine deal. And I think the traders are thinking they maybe got too much dialed in for all the issues there, and they got too much risk premium in that market, and they're taking some of that out. And that's why you got the market down 24 today, in sharp contrast to the soy's up 35. And somewhere in the middle would be the corn. And the corn's favoring the soys over the wheat. Usually the wheat and corn go together, but the soys are just too strong today. It's got the corn up 7. So interesting combination of up and down at the Board of Trade. We have extreme volatility in these markets because of the major two things impacting the market right now, and that's the Russia-Ukraine situation. Over 100,000 Russian troops on the Ukraine border. The United Nations is in there. They're sending planes and ships to the area. The U.S. is looks like they've got 8,500 troops at the ready to send them into the area to try to stabilize things. And it's be interesting to see how it works out. Putin usually gets what he wants, and he's not going to leave this situation without showing some kind of a good result as far as he's concerned. So at the same time, nobody wants an invasion besides him. So it's a kind of a standoff there, and the markets are, they went up for quite a long time on the week, but then they got too much in there. Maybe the thing isn't as bad as people think as far as embargoes for Russia and Ukraine, which are two big players in the wheat market. If it's not as bad as they think, then the wheat is dialed in too much premium, and that's why the wheat's lower today. The volatility is pretty evident even in the stock market. Nice day in the stock market today, up 300. The last 2 days, unbelievable action in the stock market. If you look at the chart, Monday was down 1,000 at one time, came back for a higher close. Tuesday was yesterday down 800 at one time, came back for a near higher close. And today the market's up. The issue with the stock market is pretty much, both things. It's worried about the Russian-Ukraine deal, as well as, and maybe more importantly, is the interest rates. And the Fed was meeting today. They confirmed here just a little while ago they will be raising rates in March. That's not new news. We've known that for some time. So the stock market is trying to adjust to the fact that interest rates are going to go up and the quantitative easing is going to go down. It's a tighter money policy. And so far, it's, I think, adjusted pretty well. It looked like they're going to really tank it Monday and Tuesday of this week, but they've come back both times, a resilient market. And with only 2 hours left today, it's up 300. So that's pretty good action in the stock market. U.S. dollar just pretty much unchanged today, a little higher. Crude oil helping the grains today, up $1.70. one thing to keep in mind with the Fed, now they we're going to, you know, we've got the highest inflation in 40 years, so they're tightening up to control that. But one thing that might help them is COVID, kind of ironically, because COVID itself is slowing economic growth, especially the Omicron variant. So the Fed maybe not won't have to tighten quite as much as they did, as they anticipated, if it's going to, if the COVID itself is going to tighten things up and slow growth. So we'll see how that plays out. Going forward, if all this, all the smoke clears with these interest rates, yes, they're going up, but the market, I think, is already dialed that in. The Russian-Ukraine deal won't last forever. There'll be some kind of resolution. When all that smoke clears, you still got South America, which is tight, and you still have tight global stocks, and that's going to drive these markets higher into the end of the first quarter, especially corn and soy. Meat-wise, you're looking at a nice day in the cattle, up a buck. The cash market's very strong in the cattle. Cattle's a pretty good premium to cash, right, or a little bit of a premium to cash. It's just at the top end of its trading range. It's been in for the last 3 weeks between, let's say, 139 and 136. I'm talking about the Feb contract. So it's been hampered by demand fears. And also when the stock market was down 1,000, the cattle didn't like that on Monday. We had a negative cattle on three report last Friday. The COVID has kind of crimped the demand with this Omicron variant spreading like it is. People, not as many people are going out to restaurants and you know, staying away from large groups. So that's hurting demand a little bit. At the same time, with the stock market resurging today, the cattle's liking it. So it's kind of keeping the cattle in a tight range. I think it'll break out to the upside by the end of the first quarter as the economy continues to roll. Hog market, a little different situation. Hogs are down $1 today. I think that's simply a correction from almost a vertical up move in hogs. You take a look at the April hog chart, the thing of beauty. 84 to 97, $13 up just since mid-January, mostly on better cash. And worker absenteeism has meant less product for the market, and that's helped push these prices up. And the market's finally adjusting to the fact that China's not in there like they were a year ago.
Bill, always great insight. How can our listeners get a hold of you today if they have any questions?
630-947-5176. WMoreAtPriceGroup.com, sign up for my complimentary letter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Check out the bios. Jack Scoville and myself will both be glad to help you out.
Again, that's Bill Moore with Price Futures Group in Chicago. We'll take a look at Wednesday settlement prices up next.
Welcome to January. We finally made it to 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we always try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecasts. Winter weather can sometimes change in a hurry or in different regions. Be certain of what conditions you may face all along your route. Always allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean it's safe to drive 80 miles an hour. A loss of traction could occur in icy conditions, and four-wheel drive cannot save you. Be prepared. Always have a winter survival kit packed in your car. This includes blankets, a first aid kit, shovel, candle, sand, and kitty litter. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. Also remember to check road conditions across the state by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn up 6.5 at 6.25. July corn up 5 cents at 6.19 1/4. May soybeans up 31 cents at 14.47. July soybeans up 30 1/4 at 14.50 1/2. April live cattle up 180 at 141.90. April feeder cattle up 92 cents at 166.20. I'm Brent Barnett on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.